Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, August 19th, 2013. And today we are talking about secret courts and secret laws and the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, an act that has been in the news so much lately you can hardly turn on your television or pick up a newspaper without reading something about the National Security Agency, thanks to whistleblower Ed Snowden, who released much information from that agency and from this FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, court. I thought we would take a minute and look at what this court is and what it does, this secret court that we hear so much about. It is a U.S. federal court established by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978. It was established originally to oversee requests for surveillance warrants against suspected foreign intelligence agents inside the United States. Most of these requests made by NSA and FBI. When the court was originally founded, it had seven federal district judges appointed by the Chief Justice of the United States. Each serves a seven-year term, with one new justice appointed each year. Chief Justice Roberts has appointed all of the current judges. In 2001, the court was expanded under the Patriot Act from seven judges to 11 judges. Does the court obey the law? Is it following its directives? Many people think not. This is because of information, as I said, provided by Ed Snowden. Many people think that this court, sitting in secret, quietly, secretly, is striking from the books the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution that requires the government to get specific warrants naming the specific items to be searched and probable cause. This court certainly is not doing that. Where the NSA is concerned, no judicial warrants based on probable cause and targeting the search are required. The secret warrant issued by this court permits bulk seizures and searches without any probable cause. What does that mean? Well, for example, this court would issue an order to Verizon or some other cell phone provider, but Verizon specifically has been mentioned to deliver to NSA all of the telephone calls made through that service. Bulk seizures, not targeted seizures. The court in 1978 was formed to authorize targeted seizures, but now, around 2004, it began to issue these general warrants for bulk seizures. President Obama says this is okay. He says this court is not breaking the law. The National Security Agency is not breaking the law. Do we believe him? Should we believe him? Well, he gave a news conference the other day, and I'd like to quote a paragraph from his news conference where he said everything is okay. He said, quote, "I am comfortable that the program currently is not being abused." Obama said, "I am comfortable that if the American people examined exactly what was taking place, how it was being used, what the safeguards were, they would say, you know what? These folks are following the law." Well, Mr. President, with all due respect, I am not comfortable. And in this particular instance, I do not believe you. If the President's statement is true, couldn't agencies use the results of these searches for extortion, blackmail, maybe to punish critics, intimidate employees and reporters, to prevent them from reporting waste, fraud, illegal acts, torture, murder? Of course they could. All that is perfectly legal, the President's lawyers tell us, because a secret court says it is perfectly legal. Sometimes even the FISA court is in the dark. The NSA doesn't even inform them about what they're doing. There have been examples. For months they collect this data and don't even tell the court they're doing it. In other words, even the FISA court, which almost never turns down a warrant request, is often too restrictive for the NSA. Members of NSA lie to Congress with impunity, no repercussions for their perjury. They are above the law and accountable to no one. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper committed perjury before Congress when he told them the NSA has no domestic spying program. He later apologized for, quote, a clearly erroneous statement. Government no longer accountable to the people. This is what President Carter meant when he said that we no longer have a functional democracy. He meant government is no longer accountable to the people. What part of the Constitution authorizes a secret court to make secret law or to override the Fourth Amendment? The answer is no part. The British abolished the infamous Star Chamber secret court in 1641, but here in America, it lives on. It's past time to abolish this court and fire its abusers. That's the way I see it, at least. Monday, August 19th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.